Summer passed all too quickly. On the last day of camp, Mr. Brickle called his counselors together and paid them what he owed them. Louis received $100, the first money he had ever earned. He had no wallet and no pockets, so Mr. Brickle placed the money in a waterproof bag that had a drawstring. He hung this money bag around Louis's neck, along with the trumpet, the slate, the chalk pencil, and the life-saving medal. Louis went to Sam Beaver's tent and found Sam packing his things. Louis took off his slate and pencil. "I need another job," he wrote. "Where should I go?" Sam sat down on his bed and thought for a while. Then he said, "Go to Boston. Maybe you can get a job with a swan boat." Louis had never been to Boston, and he had no idea what the swan boat was. But he nodded his head. Then on his slate he wrote, "Do me a favor?" "Sure," said Sam. "Take a razor blade and slip the web on my right foot so I can wiggle my toes." He held out his foot. "Why do you want to wiggle your toes?" asked Sam. "You'll see," wrote Louis. "I need my toes in my business." Sam hesitated. Then he borrowed a razor blade from one of the older counselors. He made a long, neat cut between Louis's inner toe and middle toe. Then he made another cut between Louis's middle toe and outer toe. "Does it hurt?" Louis shook his head. He lifted his trumpet, placed his toes on the valves, and played. Sam grinned. "The swan boat will hire you, all right," he said. "You're a real trumpeter now. But with your web cut, swimming will be harder for you. You will have a tendency to swim in circles because your left foot will push better than your right foot." "I can manage," wrote Louis. "Thanks very much for the surgery."